Now, tomorrow, Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum will seek victory in Michigan, as well as in Arizona. At the same time, Ron Paul is seeking to build up influence, NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
Nobody thought Michigan was going to be a big deal when the whole primary race got started. Least of all, Michiganders. Here's the public affairs program Off the Record with Tim Skubick, a typical TV talking heads program devoted to Michigan politics. This is what some of Michigan's best political minds were thinking in early January.
By the time February 28th rolls around, will Michigan's presidential primary be relevant or not, Ms. Demas?
Only if Mitt Romney chokes next week in New Hampshire.
That was not a not or a yes. Please play the game, Mr. Ballinger.
I'll be bold and say no.
Yep. No. I agree. No. I think this thing is toast. Nobody will care by the time it rolls around. Well,
that was then, and this is now. And both Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum are spending lots of time here. And there's lots of money being spent on ads, most of them bashing Santorum.
Is this dude serious? Fiscal conservative? Really? Santorum voted to raise the debt ceiling 5 times. Doubled the size of the Department of Education, then supported the biggest entitlement expansion since the 60s. Not groovy.
And who paid for that ad?
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
I think Ron Paul's impact here is not being able to become the Republican nominee for president.
Ken Sikkema is a political consultant and the former Republican majority leader in Michigan Senate. And he says Paul cannot win the nomination.
But he has the very high probability of been able to have a pretty big impact in the course of the debate, the Republican platform adopted at the convention, and potentially, if you do get into a situation where you have a brokered convention, he has the ability to help influence who the eventual nominee is.
Sikkema says, in many ways, Michigan is a good place for Ron Paul to get some traction.
The depth of support for a Romney or a Santorum in Michigan is not very deep, and these voters have demonstrated the ability to switch sides almost on a dime here.
And to get influence, Ron Paul is spending a lot of time in Michigan, mainly speaking to packed crowds on college campuses and in the cities. Here he is in Hudsonville, Michigan, in the western part of the state.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm so glad to see so many people here. Sounds exciting. Sounds like we have something really going right now.
In Michigan, as in other states, Congressman Ron Paul has gone after voters who have not been a part of the process before. But he has also acted as kind of a wingman for Romney, protecting him by attacking Santorum, which Santorum tries to joke about.
I didn't know that we would have they would have picked a president, vice president before the coordination that I felt at that debate the other night was pretty clear. I felt like, messages were being slipped behind my chair and things like that.
Ron Paul has denied the allegation that he's having a bromance with Romney. He points out they agree on almost nothing, but he also says attacking Romney is not his objective.
Because I think I'm competing more right now with Santorum because, is who's the anti-Romney candidate? And right now, the anti-Romney candidate is Santorum. So I have to get his votes, as I did at one time with Gingrich.
Several candidates have tried to take the nomination away from Romney by running to his right. They've all wanted Paul to get out of their way. But Paul continues with his own vision and advancing his own cause. And Ken Sikkema says a drawn-out nominating process served Ron Paul's ultimate goal.
And as long as this Republican contest continues to be without a clear winner, Ron Paul has more and more impact.
Because for Paul, the victory's not winning from week to week or at the convention, but the longer-term struggle to define what it means to be a conservative. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Grand Rapids.